Welcome, and thank you for coming and joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 24th of February, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Today's article, titled Praying in Difficult Times, was written by Glenn Packiam. Author and theologian Russell Moore described noticing the eerie silence in the orphanage where he adopted his boys. Someone later explained that the babies had stopped crying because they learned that no one would respond to their cries. When we face difficult times, we too can feel that no one hears, and worst of all, we can feel that God himself doesn't listen to our cries or see our tears. But he does. And that's why we need the language of petition and protest found especially in the book of Psalms. The psalmists petition for God's help and also protest the difficulties of their situation to him. In Psalm 61, David brings his petitions and protests before his Creator, stating, I call to you, I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David cries out to God because he knows that only he is his refuge and strong tower. Praying the petitions and protests of the Psalms is a way of affirming God's sovereignty and appealing to his goodness and faithfulness. They're proof of the intimate relationship we can experience with God. In difficult moments, we can all be tempted to believe the lie that God doesn't care. But he does. He hears us and is with us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help me to offer you my petitions, protests, and praise. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adi Inka, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.